Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today is the day to wake, work, and win. Welcome to The Standard.
I know not all departments are the same, but in the fire district I'm familiar with, they have to pass a physical test before being hired, and then never again. There is literally no requirement for them to maintain their health or fitness for the rest of their career. If your jaw isn't on the ground, maybe you need to hear that again. There is literally no requirement for an active firefighter to maintain their health or fitness for the rest of their career. It might seem hypocritical for me to be speaking on the importance of physical conditioning and training in the workplace. I don't work out consistently, and when my husband, our family chef, is at the firehouse, I almost always order fast food or takeout. But I design home decor and apparel on the computer in a setting where no one is counting on me to save his or her life. It's quite different in the case of my husband's profession. When he kisses me goodbye at 6 a.m., he heads into a 24-hour shift that is never the same. Most days can easily be filled up with medical runs, car wrecks, gas leaks, or putting out illegal burns. At any given moment, though, he could find himself inside a burning structure. Thankfully, I can place my full trust in my husband to handle himself in that situation. He takes his job seriously. He trains with passion and conviction. He works out every day, whether he feels like it or not. He is disciplined and driven. He sets goals to lift heavier and move faster. He even competes in elective fitness competitions that help advance endurance and technique in his field. But in light of all of that, I still find myself scared. I'm scared because I have to equally, if not more, rely on the people buckled up in the trucks beside him that day. I have to trust that, heaven forbid, if things were to go south, if the floor gave out beneath him or a staircase crumbled under his boots and he gets buried under debris, that they could pull him out. I have to trust that they could drag him out of a house if they needed to. I have to trust that they can make that bottle of air last long enough to search for him if he gets lost or overwhelmed in a flashover. My husband trains in a way that I believe he could confidently look his coworkers, family members in the eye and tell them he gave 150%. But frankly, I have to wonder how many of them could truly say that to me. Worse yet, do they even care? A lot of times, people at the same district or station will refer to themselves as family. And across the union, the word brotherhood is thrown around often. The question begs, in how many cases does it go the distance beyond Cool Hero Club and actually mean something? My husband doesn't have a brother, but I can only imagine if he did, his brother would love our family as his own. I assume his brother would also protect my husband at all costs. I have to believe that if he knew he'd be tasked with potentially saving his brother's life one day, he'd make sure he was equipped for such a moment. Now, did I describe the brotherhood you're experiencing at your department, Or is it just an idealistic concept only found in movies and on television? If you're a firefighter hearing this, could you say you're physically ready for the day when someone's life might depend on your level of fitness and training? When you put on your turnout gear and ear pack, do you feel the weight of responsibility before you? Or are you comfortable in your routine of mindlessly walking by the weight room on your way to the recliner? And lastly, if you're a firefighter hearing this, and at some point I've angered or offended you, consider asking yourself how me, expecting you to care about your job and value my husband's life, is insulting to you. My genuine hope is that when you see things from my view, you'll be inspired to make a change. To get where you are, you had to train for the job you wanted. Now that you're here, I beg you, train for the job you have. My world might depend on it.
So, Jen, you just read your letter, which we heard, and now we've got you here to talk about it. Tell us where you were at in your life, where you're at with your husband, who's a firefighter, and what brought that letter out? Like, why'd you write it?
So we have actually been married for 10 years. He's been a firefighter longer than that. And it's nothing new. He's kind of always come home with different stories or frustration regarding the fitness levels of some of the people around him. And honestly, every single time he comes home, I'm like, man, I want to do something. I want to write the chief a letter. Or, you know, I get all hyped up because it's like, this is your life. You know, this is important to me. And so it was kind of just a compound of that, and then recently following you guys and being hyped up with what you're behind. And when he came home this particular day after a training, just being himself, like kind of telling me about his day, I was so mad that I was like, I have to do something. And if I can't, you know, act on that and reach out to someone or whatever, then I'm just going to write a letter, get it on paper, and hopefully I can, you know, move forward after that. And so that's what I did. And I reached out to you guys. And
so one of the most important things in the letter, I think you point out, is the perspective that you approach a job with. So as a wife of a fireman, your perspective, I think we're interested in, you know, what is your expectation of those that work alongside your husband?
They need to be able to keep him alive, and they need to be able to have his back on the worst of the worst days. He actually has a very small circle of people that I trust with his life. Thankfully, they kind of follow each other to some of the stations because they are like-minded in their fitness and their passion, and they understand the weight of their job. But a lot of times they get made fun of for it, made fun of for being so close, or made fun of for taking their fitness so seriously. And I honestly believe it's maybe they're in denial, or yeah, it's just they, I don't think they walk into their job every single day thinking, one, this could be, you know, a bad shift day, or two, like my, you know, my accountability, my fitness level would possibly save someone or not save someone, you know?
I think we have a strange profession where, you know, if you take another job, like you're a professor, you get this job as a professor, and none of the other teachers are going to give you shit about reading more or trying to get better. It's expected of you. You are expected to keep improving. We have a weird job where once you get out of the academy, like, you can loaf. And if you don't, and you actually are trying to move the bar, you're right. There's a level of ridicule that can happen if you don't have a tight inner circle.
You know, here's the difference though. Let's take academics, sports, whatever. You put in more time, you put in more effort, you get more playing time, you get better grades, right? You get the degree. The problem within the fire service is no matter what, everybody's getting paid the same.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Like, how, and what you touched on before about once you're in, like, how does that make any sense in your profession? Like, how isn't there this physical standard that you guys have to meet? I don't know that the public is aware of that, honestly. And shocked that other firefighters wouldn't be on board for such a standard.
What did you think the fire service was before you met your husband? Like, what did you think we did all day?
Yeah. Oh, that's a funny one. I haven't thought about it. I know that there are silly college girl days where like there was a car accident or someone was hurt and we'd get all giddy that firefighters would show up and then the firefighters show up and like, honestly, they don't look like they do in the calendars. You know what I mean? So I remember funny things like that. But yeah, no, I didn't know what to think, honestly. And I'm still learning. Like my husband will laugh at me when I say words wrong, or sometimes we've had some incidences at home where I'll be like, I'll call him first. And he's like, hang up and call 911. Like, I'm so in my head about like, do I call you guys for this or this or this? You know, so it's funny. I'm still learning what to think of you guys.
But I think the perception is that before you really knew more about the fire service like you do now, it was, man, like these guys are going to come and get the job done. They're professionals. They're going to show up, save the day, move quickly. I mean, they're certainly not going to show up and be out of shape, right? Because that's
yes,
the way
exactly.
We're
yeah, you pinpointed it. That's
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, we're
what
portrayed in the public's eye as being, I mean, at the top of our game, right? We get that. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I mean, the city I pay taxes in, I expect those people to show up and be rock stars. I want
exactly.
You know, I want to get my money's worth just like anybody else. And the city that we work in, I want to give them, you know, what they think they should be getting.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so crazy. Like we don't realize until it's too late how important that level of fitness is, honestly. And that's my fear, is that I don't feel like enough people realize that. So I often think of worst case scenario. And I think if something horrible happened to my husband and somebody he was on shift with wasn't at the top of their game, or whatever non-offensive term you want to call them, they don't do their part and it results in him being seriously injured or dead. Are they going to be able to live with that? I don't think they think about that in their day to day, or they're in denial that they'll have a day like that.
Do you think that firefighters should have to pass an annual physical assessment every year to be on the job? Is that something that you'd expect as a taxpaying citizen?
100%. Yes. My mind is blown that this is not a thing. And often, I don't know if I should say this out loud, but when he comes home and tells me a story about someone being unphysically fit, my first instinct is I want to write an anonymous letter to the newspaper or just blow this up, because I feel like that would be one of the only ways to bring about change, is if there was a spotlight on it, you know, because I don't think people understand or know or aware of that fact at all.
If you think of like just in a business sense, like your return on investment, if you have a bunch of people who are using more sick time, who are getting hurt, staying injured longer, having higher instances of high blood pressure, sleep apnea, I mean, all these things, depression, that's going to hurt your bottom line. Like that's going to cost you more money as a city. I mean, just financially alone, it seems like it would make more sense to keep us healthy.
You're totally right.
I don't know. I think my wife has similar feelings to you, and I've kind of found this inner circle like your husband has found.
Mm-hmm.
And those decisions about where I'm going to work, she's kind of a part of that too. She is part of that decision-making process where, hey, I only trust these people that I want you to work with. Now, granted, staffing and stuff like that might not be able to make that happen every day, but I would at least hope that she feels comfortable with the people I'm working with.
Yes, that is super important to me. Like I said, there are a very few number of people at his department that I trust with his life. And we have those conversations and he knows who they are. And honestly, like more so in this year than ever, he's made a lot of station and even a shift change to follow some of those people. And again, he gets made fun of or picked on for it, but I don't care. There is one guy in particular I'm thinking of, and I know like, if my husband goes into a burning building with him, he's not coming out unless my husband's coming out, you know? And that's maybe one person out of the 60, 70 guys or more that he works with. Like, that is sad, pathetic, and kind of infuriating when I say it out loud.
What kind of response have you gotten from this letter, being it is 100% the truth?
Yeah, I mean, again, his inner circle was very supportive of the letter. We didn't hear anything bad if it was being said, but at the same time, when I discussed it with my husband, like, hey, this is going to air, how do you feel about it? Unfortunately, his thing was like, the people that we're talking about are not going to be following a fire fitness page, so we don't really need to worry about it. And
you're right.
Is sad.
So I think your next step probably is just to write an anonymous letter to every fire department across the U.S., if you can make that happen.
I'll give you a few addresses to start with.
I will totally do that. You don't even know. Like, when we get off of this podcast right now, I'm going to go do it.
There you go.
Wait, it's not from me, though. Just kidding.
No.
It's supposed to be anonymous.
You already outed yourself. It's not so anonymous anymore.
I kind of want to pose a question to you guys to maybe answer, like, just practically what you think. I mean, you kind of said it jokingly, like, write a letter, but practically, what do you think I should do as a fire wife to make a real change in his department?
I think you did it. Yeah, I'm a big believer of, like, water boils from the bottom. So I think this, even what we're trying to do, is relatively grassroots. Of we're just trying to make a little change in each department, and hopefully that ripple effect keeps moving and getting bigger and bigger. It's ultimately up to city councils to say that, yeah, we need to hold people accountable to their fitness. And in this day and age, with the PC culture, it's pretty hard to do that. And it's going to take some gutsy city council folks to say that, you know, I want our public safety to have nice long careers. To me, it's a no-brainer for city councils to have to enforce that. But I'm not entirely sure there's anything that, you know, besides letter writing, things like that, or you yourself getting on the city council or fire board for your town.
That's a great idea. I'll add it to my list.
Yeah, you got a lot to do.
I know. I got to get to work. I got to go, guys.
Well, again, thanks for taking the time to send us that letter. I mean, not everybody that needs to hear it is going to hear it, but it's out there and it'll make an impact.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. I love being able to talk about this other than just bouncing it off my husband.